Guess who's back? Back again. Dean Jones is back. Tell a friend. Yes, we're back with the Cymru North podcast after a little bit of a winter break of our own and no controversy about whether we'll appear in a cup final. Dean Jones with me to answer all the questions that matters as we head to the business end of the season. And Dean, we'll start off with a game last week, Gresford mauling Porthmadog. Craig Papenick straight on the Twitter, to be fair to him, and a couple of the players as well, apologising for that performance. Did you see that scoreline coming?
Yeah, fair play to him for coming on Twitter and apologising to the club's volunteers and supporters, really. I mean, it's easy for managers to go hiding like that after a big defeat. But I don't think anyone saw that coming, especially sort of in a good position at the break, 1-0 up. And to completely capitulate like that is just unacceptable, really. And Paps will know that. He'll know the task ahead of his players now. Got a lot of work to do. Article about it just today, actually, about how they respond is going to basically determine whether they stay in the league or give themselves a fighting chance or not. Got some really good players there. I mean, it's strange to see he's brought in well, and the players that he's brought in sort of have already sort of been associated with the club before. People like Kai Jones, Sean Cav, they all know the setup and stuff. So it's just a strange one, given the amount of talent they've got there. I mean, he's come out and said they're in a false position. But at the same time, I mean, the league doesn't lie at this stage, and they're in a real fight now after finishing third last year. So it's a really difficult one. I mean, things aren't going to get any easier for them this weekend, I guess. And then you've just got to sort of pick and choose. They've got some big games coming up. They've got Llanrider, Rhythin and Berkeley Town after the Prestatyn one as well. So they're going to have to pick some significant points up from those three games, I think, to give themselves any hope of staying in the league. They're only a few points behind Llangefni with a game in hand, but obviously you've got Buckley with all their games in hand as well. So if they pick up points from that, it's going to make things very difficult for the other four. So big test of resolve for them, whether they can sort of pick themselves up and go again at the first opportunity or not remains to be seen, really.
And I'm sure Craig is very mindful that it's one thing to say sorry on Twitter. The best way to resolve that is to get a decent result on the pitch. However, it's Prestatyn next for them. How is that going to go?
I don't think if you're picking a game to come back after losing 7-1 at Gresford, Prestatyn away would be the other one. But they've just got to get on with it. Kind of a bit of a free hit for them, so they can go there, sort of relax a little bit. But they'll be keen to avoid another drubbing for the goal difference. I mean, any team playing Prestatyn in these days is in danger of shipping a few goals, just given how strong they are all over the pitch at this level. But like I say, he'll find out a lot about his players this weekend in terms of their character, whether they can respond and sort of react in a positive way after getting a defeat. I mean, after getting sort of embarrassed like that a little bit, they'll be keen to put it right, no doubt about it. They've got some good characters there, people like Kerry James, Yvonne Price, Paul Pritchard. They've seen it all at this level, really, and achieved a considerable amount, and in Jamo's case, a little bit higher up as well. So they've got the characters there. I mean, they've got really good attacking options as well, obviously with Josh Davis going in, John Owen. I know he picked up a knock against Gresford. Not sure if he's going to be out for too long. And then obviously Sean Calvin, Kai Jones, who we spoke about before. So they've got some really good options up top, providing they get the service. And it's just a case of whether they can sort of pick themselves up. I mean, the confidence has got to be low, and going to Prestatyn, your sort of head's already down, maybe knowing the strength of the position they're in and their options. So yeah, it'd be very interesting to see how they get on this weekend, but I wouldn't expect another 7-1 score, but they'll do very well to get anything out of that one after last week.
Well, let's stay at the bottom. Buckley have had four games in hand over the side at the other side of that relegation line, Llangefni. Do you think Buckley are in a false position, Dean? They relegation material?
I guess time will tell, really. I mean, it's all well and good having these games in hand, but if you don't get anything out of him, It puts you in a bit of a precarious position, especially where they are in the league at the moment. Puts that added bit of pressure on them to get results. And we're heading into the business end of the season now as well. So things start to intensify. There's a lot of teams vying for maybe not the title, obviously, because that could be sewn up. You'd have to say all over by the shouting at the moment. But there's teams fighting for the sort of second, third, fourth, fifth spots. And then obviously you've got four or five fighting for the lives at the bottom. So a lot of teams still fighting for places and fighting for points. Buckley have got a difficult game again this weekend against Llanrider, who will be smarting from obviously getting turned over at home against Colne Bay. They're still performing well above expectations. I mean, given the resources available there, we've spoken about it before. Mark and the team there have done a fantastic job and deserve an enormous amount of credit. So it's a tough one for Buckley, but these are the games you've got to be picking up points from there, and then maybe sort of get a few points from their games in hand, or pull clear of the rest, and sort of given the form that obviously Clongevany and Porth Madoc are in at the moment, obviously Corwen have shown signs of life, as have Llanfair United, fair play to them, although they're probably left it a little bit too late to change around their fortunes in terms of their long term hopes of staying in the league. But yeah, it's coming down to crunch time now, and those games in hand could be invaluable.
Clongevany getting bashed by Flint away. It's the home leg for them now, though. How will that go?
Hard to say, really, whether this is going to be the same as last time. Obviously, Clongevany are a different proposition on home soil. Use their conditions to their advantage really well. I know things could have been different at Penrhyn Coch last week. Leroy Jenkins, the pen keeper, had an absolute worldie of a game by all accounts, and it ended up proving the difference. I mean, you can't go conceding two first half goals and expect to get anything from any game in this league, given the strength and depth within it. But they're still in with a fighting chance. I mean, pre-season, I don't think anyone expected them to have that at this stage, given the players they lost and just sort of coming into the league, given how tough it is now. But they've given themselves a fighting chance. Obviously, if Buckley win all their games in hand, it's kind of makes it a bit mute for the rest of them. But like I say, a fighting chance. Flint are still vying for the title. They'll be hoping Prestatyn somehow slip up, although the smart money would be that they're probably not going to do that. And going to Llangefni and getting 3 points would be massive for them as well. So high stakes in this one. I mean, if Llangefni can somehow get a win against them, whether they've got one eye on the Welsh Cup game already. I know they've got Prestatyn in a couple of weeks as well, again, sort of 2 weeks in a row. So whether they've got half an eye on that, I mean, that fortnight's going to be crucial to their sort of chances of silverware at the end of the season remains to be seen. So if Llangefni can catch them off guard a little bit, they've got a chance on home soil. I mean, I know Niall will have his lads well prepared and they're not going to look too far ahead. So it's going to be a pretty tough ask. But like I say, if you can get something like out of a game like this, then it's going to do wonders for them going down to the final few games that are going to be key.
Now, Bangor can make up some ground with their one game in hand. They face Llandudno, one place below them. Sort of game Bangor should be winning this, Dean?
Obviously, they're so Jekyll and Hyde, Bangor, at the minute. The one thing they do have going for them is they don't concede a lot of goals. I mean, they don't score many. Obviously, frustrating at Corwen last weekend, a missed penalty. Chances went begging again. And until they find that cutting edge, they're sort of going to be in and around mid-table. I mean, they've got Wealth de Silva in now, who's a good prospect, come through the Bury Academy, had a trial at Sheffield United as well. So they'll be hoping he can provide some a clinical presence up front that they've been sorely missing this year. I wouldn't say it's a game they should be winning. I mean, Llanfair did know they've got very, very good talent there. Obviously, Corey Williams scored twice in his first start last week. But they just let the lead slip again. I mean, it's those inconsistencies and lapses of concentration that are costing them, really. Costing them dear this year, and they're where they are on merit. I mean, I don't think it was expected that they were going to sort of challenge near the top, given the need for transition there at the moment. But like I say, Bangor aren't assuming to win this game by any stretch of the imagination. Especially their sort of lack of nous in the final third. That's, I'm sure, cost them significant points. I mean, you'd have to go back at the nil nils and the 1-1s and just sort of trying to scrape through a game by the odd goal, and then all it takes is one chance and you get punished in this league. So not a game, like I say, not a game I say they've got any God-given right to win. I mean, they're going to have to work hard against the Gutland Inno side. But given the signs of life they've shown over the last couple of weeks, picked up some good results, albeit draws on the road here and there, got a good result at home against Llangefni. So it's just wait and see, really. But I wouldn't expect too much out of Bangor from now until the end of the season. I think it's going to be a big summer for them there in terms of player comings and goings. I know they made a lot of moves in January to sort of solidify their position in the second tier this year. But whether they can sort of break into the top three or four this year is big question marks about that. And then obviously they've got to build again, ready for a possible push next year.
Games in hand for Conwy, could they climb beyond Rhyl and Gilsfield?
Yeah, it seems like an age since Borough play, to be honest, in a competitive game anyway. I know they had a run out against Llandudno Junction in the week, which would have kept the fitness levels up and sort of that in-game experience that you need. I know they've got a couple of new faces they're trying to bed in there as well, which hasn't been ideal given their inactivity. So, I mean, there's no reason to say that they can leapfrog Rhyl and Gilsfield. I mean, given the talent they've got there at their disposal, obviously they've been a bit hit and miss throughout the season after an incredible start, really. Away at Riffin this weekend is going to be a tough one for them. It's always a tough place to go, Riffin. I know they've lost their captain in the window, and that seems to have set them back a little bit. But I mean, when a JD Cymru Premier side come calling, there's not really a lot you can do. And I know a lot of lads have been really loyal there to sort of Chris and the team in the past. And some of them are sort of going to get itchy feet and want to sort of try their hand at a higher level, really. But that's nothing to say. They've still got a good year. I know they had a bit of a sort of poor second half against Prestatyn after going in front early on. So it's going to be a tough one for Conwy. But if they can get sort of a positive results from games like this, and there's no reason to think that they can't. I mean, they're going to be fresh. I know they've lost a few, bought in a few over the window. It'd be interesting to see how Aidan Clark gets on. I really like him, bodhead and forward, really pacey, tricky, and knows where the goal is. So him and Corrig up top has got some real potential there to do some damage.
And let's have a quick scoot through the rest of the games. We talked a little bit about Rhyl there. It's Penryn Cork against Rhyl this weekend. How's that going to go?
Going to be a tough one for Rhyl. I think this going tricky place down at Penryn Cork. Had a good win against Llangefni last week, clean sheet as well. I know James Murphy's been released and they brought in Paul Williams. Spud, to be honest, has been one of the standout players over the last 2 years when I've been to watch him. Really good in the final third. I know he's had his trouble with injuries and whether they want to sort of trim the wage budget now they're not realistically fighting for honours, just so they can sort of make contingency plans for next year or not, remains to be seen. But a tough test for them this weekend. In terms of their ground, obviously they've released a statement saying that the owner has acknowledged the bid that's been made and a dialogue's been opened with their chairman, Paul Higginson. I mean, let's just hope that both sides can reach some common ground here and a deal could be done, because the last thing I'm sure the owner would want, whoever it is, sort of unnamed at the moment, is would want to be public enemy and one with the real fans and the community in general, because it is a real community asset, the ground. And like I say, hopefully a deal can be reached so Rhyl can sort of make plans, get funding needed for the repairs, and make a real go of things on the pitch, because that's what sort of Welsh domestic football needs, really. They need a powerhouse like Rhyl sort of in the top echelons of the second tier, or maybe back in even in the JD Cymru Premier in the coming years. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a few more discussions to come. I mean, I'm not sure if he's the easiest character to deal with, but like I say, it makes sense for him to sell, whether he thinks it's a valuable business decision or not, whether the valuation meets what he expected from the ground or not, we just don't know yet. So we're going to wait for some clarification in the coming weeks, and we'll be keeping an eye on it, that's for sure.
Back to the games. Llanfair against Colwyn. Certainly bottom, nearly very much top.
Yeah, great result that, really, for Colne Bay down at Llanrider. I know Andy Coughlin stoppage time penalty save. A really positive result and a top three finish now well within their reach, which is a good achievement for them in their first season back. I know they weren't really expecting sort of to mount a title challenge given the investment that's been made at the likes of sort of Prestatyn and Flint. But they can have a real, I expect them to have a real good go next year. I mean, they've sort of laying the foundations for that already, bringing in who they did over the window. Obviously, Bo Cornish had his first competitive start for the club last week and was fantastic by all accounts. And if they can keep their big players like sort of Tom McCready, the experienced guys, obviously Sean Edwards, Darren Thornton at the back, and Will Bell, they will not be far away next year, I don't think at all. Which would be fantastic for them as a club to sort of get into the JD Cymru Premier at the second time of asking. We've spoken in length about what a great addition they've been to the league, really, and it's only boosted it from my point of view. Obviously, they've got another good chance to get 3 points this weekend against the Llanfair side, who, to be honest, have shown some resolve and some signs of life in the last few weeks. Picked up some points and positive performances as well. So that their confidence will have improved coming into the game. But given the way Cornbay have been playing of late, I can only see one winner.
And Gresford, with a big smile on their face, travel to Guildfield with a similar smile considering their league position. How's that going to go?
Yeah, Gresford will be absolutely made up with that second half against Porthmadog. I mean, absolutely sensational, so clinical. I mean, every chance from all accounts was getting turned in. Bit of an anomaly, really, but they've got that in them. I mean, Joe Chaplin's made a huge difference for them coming in on his short-term loan from Colwyn Bay. Whether the Bay are going to bring him back or not, or whether they're just going to let him play out the rest of the season there, remains to be seen. But he's been an absolutely significant addition for them, and he's, as I predicted at the start of the window when he signed, he would be a massive difference for them in terms of getting them the goals and the experience needed up top to sort of get them out of the trouble they found themselves in. And he's already done that with some of the other good players that they brought in. I mean, Danny Holland's hit the ground running. Obviously, Jake Eyre's just been one of the best players in the league this year for me. He's been absolutely outstanding. And obviously, Jonathan Hill done it in goal. I mean, he came in after Ben Jones got sent off against, I want to say, Prestatyn, I think. Played so well and deservedly has kept the shirt going forward now. Obviously, another significant test for them this weekend against a Guildsville side who are performing well above expectations again. I mean, there's not a lot you can say about them, really. They're so established and hard to beat. Always in the upper sort of top five or six of the league, even though they're one of the lowest payers, really. So, yeah, another big test for Gresford. And it'll be interesting because this will sort of give them a good indication of how far they've come over the last few weeks. A season littered with inconsistencies before their sort of good mini run to start the year. They've sort of made it a new year, new start, really, and they've picked up some absolutely superb results. So if they can get anything out of this Guildsfield again, it's another huge step in the right direction for them and one they're more than capable of.
Well, that's your lot. Me and him will be back in 7 days. Hope you enjoy your Cymru North football and I hope you get to a game. See you soon. Bye.